Chapter 25. Jedi Temple, Coruscant.
Tahiri and Mirax carried Seth between them, his arms over their shoulders as though he were a drunk comrade. He was not heavily built, and they were strong women, so it was his awkwardness rather than his weight that posed the greatest problem. Tekli preceded them, and Winter followed behind. They hauled the unconscious Jedi through the darkened speeder hangar, trying to keep themselves as calm and centered as possible. Other Jedi, especially the Masters whose hangar this was, were more likely to sense distress. But no one met them in the corridor outside the hangar, and no one approached them as they made their way to the nearest turbolift. As they neared the lift, it hummed with the sound of an arriving car. Tahiri and Mirax got Seth spun around and made it with Winter and Tekli to a darkened nook before the turbolift door opened. Tekli peered into the hall and breathed a sigh of relief. She motioned the others forward. They stepped out again and saw that it was Jaina, awaiting them at the lift.
"Any problems with your observer?"
Tahiri asked. They moved into the lift car.
"No. He sympathized with me for not catching any petty criminals tonight."
Jaina blinked, affecting an expression of innocence.
"It looks like my night's outing was a complete failure."
Tekli addressed the turbolift controls.
"Second medical level."
The lower medical level was a solemn, quiet area of bare walls and windowless doors, not too different, Tahiri reflected, from the prison she'd just visited. At the back of one medical supplies storage chamber was a door marked Radioactive Materials, Authorized Access Only. The door had a security pad beside it. Tekli tapped in the access code.
"Master Silgal and I are the only ones authorized to enter. Even Master Hamner must come to us. This is the lesser of two radiation storage chambers. I've moved all the materials that belong here into the primary chamber."
The door slid open, and they moved through into a small outer chamber. Inset in the right wall was a swing-out door, as thick as a blast door. Through it was another chamber, this one set up with a heavy patient bed and a bank of monitoring equipment. In minutes, they had Seth strapped down to the bed and hooked up to the monitors. Finally, Jaina could breathe a sigh of relief. This mission was done, and now the Jedi could begin to benefit from the knowledge Seth might provide. She turned to Tekli.
"You're all right here?"
"Fine, fine."
"Everybody, come on up to the main level. You can get cleaned up, plenty of extra clothes around, and grab a cup of calf. Rest for a few minutes."
Mirax shook her head.
"Have to get back to our quarters. There's no telling when Corrin will be back."
Winter looked regretful too.
"I wish I could."
Jaina sighed.
"I'll get you back out through the same hangar you came in by. No worries. Tahiri?"
Tahiri appeared dubious.
"I don't know. There are plenty of Jedi who don't remember me fondly."
"And they should know that you and I are on good terms. It'll make them think about things."
Jaina's tone was firm.
"Come on."
"All right.